Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to the seven female listeners we have. This is a mostly male audience. Trust me, we see the numbers podcast, but it is good to have the ladies checking in on Valentine's Day. Hopefully, the men in your lives are treating you right here on Valentine's Day. We unfortunately don't have a couple great stories. We've got a couple negative stories here on Valentine's Day. Yes, Brandon Ayuk, we're going to get to it. I'm not going to tear them apart, but gosh, I don't know. Maybe the theme of this Valentine's Day podcast should be the selfishness in sports. Because this, and wait till you hear this NBA story. So we're going to start with the NBA and then go to the NFL. They're both similar, and let me see if you could pick up the vibe. So you guys know that I was a Kyle Kuzma fan when he was with the Lakers. I liked him a lot. He was a perfect, like, three or four. I think on the bubble title team, he was probably the three, but sometimes the four. They had KCP. Dwight Howard was valuable. But Kyle Kuzma, I liked him. Ends up, he's not long for the Lakers, and he ends up in Washington. And in Washington, of course, his numbers go up because they're a disaster, going nowhere fast, and he's getting buckets. So this year, Kyle Kuzma, who is 28, is averaging a career high in points per game, 21.8, and shots per game, 18.8. His three-point percentage down a tick. He is undeniably the number one option on the team that is currently has nine victories this season. The Wizards are one of the three or four worst teams in the league, right there with Detroit, right there with the San Antonio Spurs. They are a very bad team. They're going nowhere fast. There's not a lot to like about the Washington Wizards. But for some reason, Kyle Kuzma is having the time of his life because according to The Athletic, the Dallas Mavericks, leading up to the deadline, inquired with the Wizards about Kyle Kuzma. Wizards, according to The Athletic, the Wizards decision maker, Michael Winger, who used to be with the Clippers, informed Kuzma that the general framework of a trade was in place to send Kuz to the Mavericks. And Kuzma told him, I want to stay with the Wizards. There was a point in time, Dallas, they definitely did want me, Kuzma said. Winger presented me with what the trade was and obviously didn't want to trade me and kind of left the decision up to me a little bit and asked me what I wanted to do. I told him I wanted to stay and continue to build something. And that was the end of it. Winger called the Mavs and said no dice. Now, just what the deal was is not totally clear. We know Dallas ended up assuming Grant Williams. We don't know what picks would have been offered, but why would you turn down going to a contender, the Mavs, who were in the conference finals 2 years ago? I know they sagged a bit last year. Why would you turn away from a chance to play playoff basketball? The Wizards will not sniff the playoffs again. And playing with one of the best players in the league, Luka Doncic, and one of the more dynamic point guards in the league in Kyrie Irving. Now, you guys know I'm not a huge Kyrie Irving fan, but the chance to play with him as a shooter, which Kuzma is, although, you know, the three-point percentage isn't there this year. Go look in his final year with the Lakers. He had a career-high 36% from three. Now, he was coming off the bench, largely. He was putting up 12 points a game. He was not getting the shots that he is now in Washington. But he was a better shooter, a more valuable piece to the Lakers than he is to the Wizards as their number one scoring option. Folks, just let this sink in. I would rather get up shots on a losing team, and I'm not just talking like under 500. The Wizards are a train wreck. I would rather be the alpha on a total dumpster fire than go to Dallas, slide into an easy, I don't know, maybe I'm the third or fourth option on a playoff team and maybe contend. And regardless of what people will tell you, folks, the Dallas Mavericks are indeed contenders. I'm sure Rob G will puncture that, and that's fine. Technically, you know, right now Dallas is like a play-in team, but just forget about that. They're currently eighth in the West. But again, at 6.5 back of first, they're literally one game out of being fifth in the West. New Orleans is fifth, Phoenix is sixth, Sacramento is seventh, Dallas eight, Lakers nine. A lot can change, a lot will change, okay? This, to me, is one of the biggest problems the NBA has right now. There are a lot of selfish me-first guys. Jordan Poole, he's one of them. He's in Washington. Kyle Kuzma, he's definitely one of them. I got to get my stats. I got to play for a winner. Who wants to do that? And this is one of the issues with largely American basketball players. And I love the NBA, but I'm going to be a realist. A lot of these American basketball players who are being drafted, coming out of G League Elite, Overtime Elite, college basketball, whatever, I don't know that they have the winning mindset that some of these other European players do. Hell, how about a Canadian and Andrew Wiggins? Andrew Wiggins was the number one pick, did largely nothing but pad empty stats in Minnesota, and he got an opportunity to go to Golden State Warriors, play with the most unselfish basketball in the league, with Curry, Clay, Draymond, Steve Kerr, and he fit like a glove. Hey, man, no pressure. You're not at number one here. You don't need to be. Know your role, fit in, play some defense, and we're going to make win a chip. And what happened? Andrew Wiggins is an NBA champion. Now, you could argue, well, Jay, Kyle Kuzma already has the ring. What does he need another one? Come on, guys. What do you want? You want to average 22 and be done early? Maybe Kyle Kuzma wants to travel more this summer because we know the Wizards aren't in the playoffs. But just this idea, this mentality that Kyle Kuzma is like, no, I'm good. I don't want to go to Dallas. I've never been to Dallas. I grew up in the D.C. area. D.C.'s a great city, fun city. I'm sure Dallas is fantastic and cosmopolitan, and Kuzma could make a lot of things happen off the court in Dallas. I just am a little disappointed in the fact that Kyle Kuzma doesn't want to go play for a winner. Like, build something? What are you talking about? You could stay there another 3 years. I don't even know if you're going to sift the play in, Kuz. I like Kuzma a lot. They're not going anywhere at all anytime soon. And so this idea that he would rather pad his stats, and this does dovetail into the NFL. I'll get to that in a minute because of the stuff that's going on with Brandon Ayuk. But, like, what's wrong with being a role player and winning a championship? Do you want to win or do you want to score? That seems like a fundamental question. I don't know about you guys. I want to win. I want to be part of a winning team. There probably will come a time where Fox or another network may come to me and say, hey, Jay, we've seen you on the show with Cowherd, man. Great job as a number two. We think you could be a number one. Do you want to come to our show and have your own show? And at that point, I'm going to have to make one of these Kuzma decisions. Now, maybe it doesn't happen. And I'm sure Kansas City Chiefs fans who are listening to this are like, ha ha, you wish. Never in a million years. No shot. Who knows? I have no clue what the future holds. You don't either. Just this idea that I'm on a winning team, would I go to, you know, I don't know, CBS, NBC, NFL Network, NBA Network, who knew, whatever they're offering. But do you want to play for a winning team, which is what we're on, number one show at the network, numbers are through the roof in the last 13 months, or do you want to like be the man and get your shots up on a losing team? And that's a difficult question. Everybody's different. But Rob, I don't know about you. For me, I'm disappointed in Kuzma. I mean, that team is honestly it's disappointing. I like Bilal Coulibaly. I think I said that wrong, but he was a teammate of Wembanyama. You know, they've got some okay talent on that team. Corey Kispert's own flashes. I like Tyus Jones, but they're not winning anything. They're not going anywhere. And for Kuzma to not want to go to Dallas, I know some people will paint this as, yeah, see, nobody wants to play with Kyrie or Luka. And maybe this is more about Luka Doncic than Kyrie Irving. But I don't know. To me, Luka's a winning player. He is one of the league leaders in assists. He's one of the league leaders in scoring. A bunch of Mavs fans tagged me in a tweet on Tuesday about how Luka Doncic's defense has been incredible this year. And he's like, trying? I don't know, man. I mean, you know, their head coach is Jason Kidd, who knows a little about basketball. I'm not denigrating whoever the Wizards coach is. They fired their coach. I don't even know who the new guy is.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. The NBA schedule gets really fire this week with the NFL over. I mean, you got Bucks, Nuggets. It's a great, great schedule this week. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I don't know, Rob. It's disappointing for me for Kuzma, who I've always liked as a player. Disappointing stuff.
Yeah, I understand why you'd be disappointed with the Kyle Kuzma comments, because everything you said is accurate, right? Like, I agree with you 1,000%. I believe I'm one of those people that thinks that winning a championship should be first and foremost on your mind at all times. And if you have the opportunity to go to a situation that is obviously closer to a title than you are currently, then you should make that move, even if that means sacrificing some shots, sacrificing some stats, what have you. However, I am one of those fools you mentioned there at the end of your rant that believes that this was a shot at Luka Doncic, because he's not the only one, Kyle Kuzma, to kind of say something that was could be taken as a shot at Luka Doncic. Now, Kuzma was much more veiled. It was much more vague. It was just saying, hey, if I'm not going to be in contention for a title, I'd rather stay here and get my shots up, get my stats up, and get my dollars up at some point, versus going to a team like Dallas where, yeah, we'll be in the playoffs, but I don't think anyone, or in his opinion, doesn't think that they're close to a championship. So, you know, that's his opinion. But what Grant Williams said when he made his Hornets debut over the weekend after the trade, because remember, he was the guy who did get traded from Dallas. He may have been part of the trade that got Kyle Kuzma, ultimately gets traded, and they get PJ Washington instead. So their first debut on Saturday night after the trade deadline, they asked him, what he liked about his debut and his new teammates. Here's what he said. It's great to go get a win for the city and really play for the jersey across your chest, not the one on your back. I was fortunate to be part of a team that really wanted to win. It was super exciting. Play style was fun. Everybody touched the ball. We trusted one another. Then he goes on and on and on. That, to me, sounds like a direct shot at Luka Doncic. Because Luka, for all of his gifts and his talent, and I enjoy watching him play too, he might be the next guy to make the future Laker list. He is also the league leader by a wide margin in usage rate. His usage rate this season entering this podcast is 35.7. That's 2.7 points higher than Giannis. Just to put it into perspective, the gap between Luka and Giannis is number two, is the same gap as Giannis and Devin Booker, who is 11th. So the difference between 1 and 2 and 2 and 11 is the same gap. And historically, I pulled this up as you were talking, Luka Doncic is responsible already for 4 of the top 23 usage rate seasons in NBA history. And I'm combing through the list, and I'm doing it quickly as I'm talking here. None of the guys in that top 23 won a championship that season. So, you know, you got James Harden, Embiid, Giannis, Kobe, Westbrook, Iverson, like all the usual suspects. But none of those guys ended up winning a championship in the year that they were dominating the ball like that. To a man, every single one of them, Jordan and Kobe included, they won when they took a step back, when they shared the spotlight with somebody else, when they worked within the framework of a system or an offense that, yes, showcased them, but also showcased the rest of their team, and it made them more versatile, and it made them tougher to stop in the postseason. I am one of those people who believes that you cannot win a championship playing the Luka Doncic style of basketball.
Really?
Luka is heliocentric. Again, he's a fantastic talent. But Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady both said in the playoffs during the James Harden era, when James Harden was doing all of this similar stuff, 35 points a night, you know, leading the league in assists, getting 60-point triple-doubles every other month. Like, he was on another planet in Houston. But they said during a feature on ESPN's NBA Today that that's great for the regular season. That's great if you want to win a lot of games during the dog days of the season, and you need to get a nice, you know, home court advantage, or you need to get a certain spot in the playoff race, and I understand that. But when you get to the playoffs and everybody's game planning for you, you cannot win when everything is focused on one guy. You might win a series, but you're not going to win a championship, because the teams at the top, the teams that you really got to compete against, in this case, Denver, the Clippers, Phoenix, whoever, you're not going to get by those teams when everything is Luka pick and roll, Luka pick and roll, Luka pick and roll.
Wait a minute. Wait, how is this? Honestly, how is he that different from Nikola Jokic? No, I'm not talking about the teammates, just Jokic and Luka. What is very different about their games? They're both European. They both are great passers. They're both tremendous scorers. What's the difference?
Well, for one, Jokic doesn't dominate the ball like that. Jokic's usage rate is behind Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon.
Exactly. But they play a style that allows everybody to function and have a role within that system. Obviously, your best player is going to get featured the most, and that's totally understandable. The problem, though, is when everything you do, it relies just on one guy and his ability to either create for himself or for others, you're not going to win a championship like that. And so I could understand why Grant Williams would, I mean, his is kind of different because he'd rather be in Charlotte, the worst team in basketball, than with them and you know, getting his shots up because he hasn't won anything. So I don't understand why he would want that. But I would understand why some guys like Kyle Kuzma would say, look, I already have my ring. If I'm going to be playing for a team and not have a chance to win a championship, which they don't think Luka has a chance to win a championship, then let me at least get mine as well.
Let me cook.
And Luka Doncic is one of those guys who likes to cook, likes to prep, likes to buy the meals. He does everything in Dallas. And again, it's a marvel to watch, but I don't think you can win at the highest level doing that.
I mean, listen, Jokic never won in the postseason until everybody was healthy, and then last year they steamrolled through. Luka carried a Mavs team with Brunson to the conference finals. Now, they didn't make it last year. It's difficult to build around him, and you could argue that Mark Cuban is doing a horrific job, and that's why I'm sure some of you were like, future Laker. Mark Cuban has done a terrible job building around Luka Doncic, giving away draft picks, giving away first-round picks, butchering Jalen Brunson badly. And this Kyrie Irving thing was like a Hail Mary because they needed something. And listen, I root for Luka. He doesn't follow me on social like Steph Curry does, but I still root for Luka Doncic. He's my guy. I think he's tremendous. And I'm stunned that you would not want to play for him. Now, Grant Williams saying that is a little weird, and we're all assuming that's a shot at Luka. But how do we know it's not a shot at Kyrie Irving? Again, Grant Williams, who I like that move, and he was thriving early and then didn't thrive as much. But like, well, he's not backing anybody down. He's a role player, and there's not anything wrong with that. Rob, maybe the issue here is Kuzma and Grant Williams think they're more than role players, and that they could be like a number one or a two or even a three on like a title-winning team. I don't know. To me, that's just the wrong mentality. You got to kind of know your role. Obviously, you want to improve as much as you can and be the best player you can be and be well-rounded and capable of doing everything, but it feels like unnecessary shots at Luka. I wonder, is Luka getting the treatment where he's getting destroyed by everybody? People just don't like him. Is this kind of a Kyle Shanahan thing? The media and the stat people have anointed Luka as this guy's coming for all of the records, okay? Since he was like 19 and tearing up the league. And he doesn't have like a finals trip and people are kind of bashing him, whereas Curry was like an underdog and everybody loved the Curry story. But LeBron, remember LeBron when he lost that finals to the Mavs? I mean, people are still bringing that up, Rob. Like, people just don't like LeBron because he's coming for Jordan. I don't know. Do you feel like there's excessive Luka hate?
A little bit. I mean, some of it he brings on himself. You know, take away the on-the-court action. Because, again, I love watching him play. I just have a difference of opinion on whether he can win a championship. But as far as his talent, I can absolutely appreciate that. And he is a marvel to watch. The one thing he does that I know annoys people is he's very whiny. He likes to complain a lot. He's almost always near the top of the league in technical fouls.
Yeah, not
ideal. But I think what you said is accurate because sports fans and even sports media to a lesser extent, they really have an issue with premature coronations. And LeBron James was one of those guys who was coronated in high school. And then he double, triple down on it when he got the chosen one tattooed on his back, right? And it's like, you can't call yourself the king when you've never won anything, right? And that was why as soon as he made that flip to Miami, it was very easy. Well, actually, even before that, towards the end of his time in Cleveland, it was very easy for people to pile on him. Like, look, this is your king. This is the greatest player in NBA history, and he can't get by the Boston Celtics. Like, come on. Like, this is the old KG. And imagine if it was KG in his prime, yada, yada, yada. And I think something like that is slowly happening to Luka because we were so impressed by what he did early in his career. We loved
the Clippers.
Those Clippers series, you know, raised his profile in a way that I don't think people were ready for quite yet. And when you do something like that so early in your career, you're waiting for them. All right, well, you've done that. You've shown you have it in you. Now you got to take the next step and break through. Now you got to take the next step and either win a championship or at least compete for a championship. And so far, he hasn't come close to that. Because when they got to the Western Finals, I know everyone says they got to the finals, but they got destroyed by the Golden State Warriors.
Well, the Warriors did go on to win the title.
Yeah, but it wasn't even competitive in that series. Like, they just steamrolled him. So that's why I think people don't necessarily give him the credit for that series as much as they probably should, is because they don't feel like he ever really threatened them. And yet he's always talked about, he's always mentioned as one of the 3, 4, 5 best players in the league. But the difference is all of the other guys that you mentioned, save for Embiid, you know, Giannis, Tatum, Jokic, like they've been at or near the mountaintop consistently, and Luka hasn't.
I kind of want to look at the Mavs schedule and circle the next Charlotte game and see if Luka's
you'll be the only one,
Williams.
I promise. No one cares.
He's
going to
give him he's gonna give him 50. At least. I mean, you know he can. Listen, Grant Williams was a good defender. I remember, though, they had to put Jimmy Butler, or they put him on Jimmy Butler. Remember that in the conference finals? And he talked all this trash, and Jimmy Butler just gave it to him every time. Like, if you can't stop Jimmy Butler, you sure as shit are not stopping Luka Doncic.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, let me pivot to selfish superstars from Kyle Kuzma. And again, Kuz, I'm a fan. I like Kuzma. To Brandon Ayuk, who, and this is a weird one, folks. Remember, Brandon Ayuk kind of blew up this year. I think we were earlier than the market on Brandon Ayuk on this podcast. We've been talking him up. He's a very talented player. He ends up being an all-pro this year. And then you look at his history, and, you know, he got that rookie deal. He was a first-round pick. He's got 1 year left on the rookie deal. His salary jumps up to $14 million this year. And after that, he's an unrestricted free agent. So Brandon Ayuk, unhappy that he caught only a handful of passes in the Super Bowl. It's not like he was open all the time, by the way. If you want to go look at the YouTube version of the game, you can just kind of look at Ayuk. And a lot of the time, he's getting jammed by Snead, the way Snead jammed Tyreek Hill. He's a tough, big, long, tough cornerback, and he just jams Ayuk. Ayuk didn't have a great game. And so Ayuk went on social media and made a comment on his Instagram stories, and then Ayuk's girlfriend made a negative comment, basically like, we're out of here. And then Brandon Ayuk's brother went on Instagram and also made a comment, and essentially all of them are saying the same thing. Hey, man, we had a good run. We're done here. We need somebody who can get him the ball. And Brandon Ayuk's brother basically said, B.A. to Vegas. Well, Vegas doesn't even have a quarterback, but sure, okay. You want to send your brother to Vegas. Now, I'm not going to say that the girlfriend slash wife, that the brother, that they speak for Brandon Ayuk. They obviously do not. That being said, Brandon Ayuk then met the media on Tuesday and was asked by them about the rest of his contract. Asked if Ayuk hopes to remain with the 49ers, he said, if that's the right move, yeah. Like, what? Asked what would make it the right move, Ayuk answered, being a champion. Like, what the hell does that even mean? Yeah, I get it. You're salty. You didn't win the chip. Everybody in that locker room is pissed off. But now you're like, we didn't win the title. I'm out. I didn't get the ball. Brock Purdy doesn't love me. Shanahan doesn't love me. What? I don't understand. He did call the loss the hardest he's experienced and got emotional talking about his teammates, but he wants a long-term deal. So here's how it's going to work out. He's going to go to the Niners and say, I'm not going into the final year without a new deal. If I get injured, I get screwed. I'm sorry, I want a new deal. And I'm sure the Niners are going to say, okay, we'll talk about a new deal. Our quarterback is on his rookie deal. He's making like $800,000. We can pay you a little. But I can tell you what Shanahan ain't going to do, and that's back up the Brinks. And I don't want to hear this. I need to be paid like Jamar Chase, like Justin Jefferson, like Cooper Kupp got a massive deal. I want CeeDee Lamb money. Like, I'm not doing that if I'm the Niners. I'm sorry. I like Ayuk a lot. You know what I am doing? I'm picking up the phone and calling anybody with a rookie quarterback. Hey, Colts. Boy, Brandon Ayuk, you guys can afford him. You got the quarterback on the—I mean, Richardson was a rookie. Purdy, we got to pay in a year or two. But you want to give up a first and a fourth for Brandon Ayuk? I mean, all-pro wide receiver? We're talking about Justin Jefferson fetching two ones. I'm going to be real. Ayuk is not far behind him. He's behind him. But Ayuk is definitely a top-10 receiver in the league. And if they can— You know, Carolina doesn't have a one this year, but if you can get a three this year and a one the following year, I doubt Carolina's doing that. Maybe Carolina says, hey, we'll give you Brian Burns and a four. You guys need to bolster that pass rush, which wore down in the Super Bowl. You know, maybe you talk turkey with Carolina and you get a pick and Burns. I don't know. But I'm not backing up the Brinks for Brandon Ayuk. I'm sorry. I know it's not apples to apples, and Cowherd hated when I told him this. I said, listen. If the Chiefs can lose Tyreek Hill, arguably the greatest receiver in the league, and win back-to-back Super Bowls, I think the Niners will be okay without Brandon Ayuk. And yes, Brock Purdy's not Mahomes. I get it. 49ers defense ain't the Chiefs. I get it. But the point is, I'm just not paying Ayuk all of the money. Folks, we saw Zay Flowers go in the late first round to Baltimore and totally thrive. He was the number one receiver on that team. Bypassed Bateman, who was a first-round pick, bypassed OBJ. It was like Zay Flowers was incredible. We saw Puka Nacua come in, fifth-round pick, totally slay. We saw Tank Dell, I think he was a mid-round pick, comes into Houston as an undersized receiver and totally dominate. I'm sorry, guys. I think you can find a receiver in the draft. I totally don't like this Ayuk vibe, Rob. Maybe I'm overreacting, and maybe it's, you listen, he's just ticked off and his family's ticked and but just the idea and the mentality that, like, I got to get mine. I'm not getting the ball. Get me out of here. I can't stand that.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I understand why you can't stand that. Because, look, I don't believe that Brandon Ayuk really wants out of San Francisco. I think this is all just a negotiation ploy to make sure that he gets the dollars that he thinks he deserves. I believe that Colin Cowherd said on your guys' show yesterday that PFF ranked him as like a top two or three wide receiver in the league this last season. And I'm sure Brandon Ayuk would like to be paid like a top two or three wide receiver in the league. And I'm willing to bet that he has told his girlfriend, and I think the guy who said this is his brother is really just like his longtime friend, and he just calls him his brother. And I'm sure that he's confided in them, like, look, I want to get paid. I want to get what I think I'm worth, and I think that I'm worth $30 million a year, like Tyreek Hill got, goodness. Right? Because that's Tyreek at the top of the market is at $30 million. And that was set, what, 2 years ago? So you would think that that's now the starting point for the next guy, for Justin Jefferson and his new contract, or Ayuk, or whoever. So I believe that what he really wants is to get paid. And I don't fault him for that. I understand that. I want all these guys to get paid. The issue that he's going to run into, however, is there is a depth at the wide receiver position that we have not seen in my lifetime. Like, I saw you guys talking on the Herd yesterday, and you're talking about, like, where does Ayuk rank? You say top 10, you know, PFF has him top 3. There are legitimately, like, 20 wide receivers that all have claimed to be top 10 in the NFL. Right? Like, that's why one thing I've heard Nick Wright say, like, oh, you say this guy's a top 10 receiver. Okay, well, who are the other 9 then? Who are you leaving off? Like, you know, you say, you know, Mike Evans, and it's like, oh, well, is he really a top 10 guy? And you do the math, like, well, he's probably number 7. Okay, well, if he's number 7, where's Davante Adams? And if Davante Adams is number 6, then where's Ja'Marr Chase? And so on and so forth. Like, you're going all the way down the list, and you're like, man, there's a ton of wide receivers out there. Mm-hmm. And what the Kansas City Chiefs have done over the last 2 seasons has proven that there is enough talent and enough offensive know-how across the league that obviously you'd want a weapon like a Brandon Ayuk. Obviously you'd want Tyreek Hill if you can, but there's more than enough to go around where you can be highly competitive if instead of having a top 5 receiver, you have a top 25 receiver. And then instead of a top 10 receiver, you add the number 1 tight end like Travis Kelce. Like, if you have the right system and the right quarterback, you can maneuver your way however way you want to. And but if we were to take his words at face value, Brandon Ayuk says he wants to go to a champion. I'm looking at the current odds here on DraftKings for the Super Bowl odds. The Niners are number 1, so no better chance they're going to win a championship than with the Niners. But you got a list: Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Lions, Bengals, Dolphins, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys. I don't believe any of those teams would trade meaningful assets for Brandon Ayuk. As good as he is, I don't see them doing that.
Other good rookie receivers. So Puka, we established, was like historical stuff. Even if you say, well, it's tough to find Puka. Fine. Rashee Rice with the Chiefs. Like, he was tremendous as a rookie. He was very, he was the Chiefs' best receiver this season. You know? Like, Jordan Addison caught 10 touchdown passes. He's a small receiver. And you can say, Jay, he was opposite Justin Jefferson. Yeah, Jefferson missed half the season. And, oh, by the way, Kirk Cousins missed more than half the season. So Jefferson, Addison was catching passes from second, third, fourth string quarterbacks. Jordan Addison put up numbers. I like Brandon Ayuk. You're barking up the wrong tree. I don't think Lynch and Shanahan are going to pay him big bucks. If anything, I mean, I think the Niners only need a couple tweaks, Rob, and they're right back here next year. I mean, they're obviously the favorite, but in the draft, I'm targeting a physical receiver who's going to, I'm sorry, a physical cornerback.
Yes.
Who's going to bang with receivers, right? I think you need an elite cornerback. I think Hufanga comes back in the secondary. He's probably one of the top safeties in the NFC. And I think, you know, maybe you move on from Chase Young. Somebody wants to pay him, whatever. You just add some depth on the defensive line and then the offensive line, the right side of it. So those are like small, you know, you don't need to go and do, they don't need massive work. So basically you're looking at receiver, cornerback, offensive line, defensive line. And I think that's pretty much it. I would assume Greenlaw will not start next season coming off the Achilles in February. He's probably back, I don't know, Halloween. But I think this team's going to be really fine next year. And remember, they've got cap room and they have draft picks. So I don't know. I think Brandon Ayuk's making a massive mistake saying, I got to get my new. Yes, new contract. I totally get that. But Rob, I did just look up the average pay for wide receivers next year. This is a little scary, but your boy Davante Adams is number 1. That's his overall contract.
Okay.
If you look at the average annual salary, Tyreek Hill's 1, Davante Adams is 2, Cooper Kupp 3 at 26.7, AJ Brown, who's another guy complaining, 4 at 25 mil, Stephon Diggs, another guy complaining, 24 mil, DK Metcalf, 24 mil. Jeez, Debo 23. He's probably going to want more than Debo. I'm not giving him more than Debo. Debo does running. Ayuk is basically just a receiver. Scary Terry, 22.7. DJ Moore. Is he even as good as DJ Moore? I mean, DJ Moore had a great season. But if you swap DJ Moore and Brandon Ayuk, like, I don't know that you see a massive difference. Obviously, Ayuk is very good, but I don't know. Keenan Allen, 20 mil. Amari Cooper, 20 mil. Godwin, 20 mil. Mike Evans, 20 mil. I mean, look at how many receivers there are.
There's a lot of good receivers. There's a lot. And you know what? And you mentioned the Niners and what they got to do to build the roster. I agree with you. I think everything you mentioned, the corner and the offensive line especially, I think, are the biggest things for them.
Yeah.
But not only do they got draft picks, I believe they have some, or they can open up cap space with a couple of, you know, restructuring, which is not complicated, not hard for them to do, kick the can a little bit. But most importantly, this is something that you've been on basically since I've known you. They have a quarterback on a rookie deal. More than that, they have a quarterback on a rookie deal who was taken in the seventh round. So if there was ever a time to push all your chips into the middle, now is the time. Because I'm a Brock Purdy guy. I'm a Brock Purdy truther. I believe that he is a very good to great quarterback. I believe he's, you know, just had his Joe Burrow season that I've been on since October. But I can also admit that during a three-game stretch when he didn't have all his weapons around him, 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So maybe as good as he is, and as good as he's going to be, he is not fully formed yet. He is not Patrick Mahomes. Well, no one's Patrick Mahomes, but he is not Josh Allen yet. He is not the guy where you say, I'm going to put it on your right arm and you're going to be the one that we win games. He can win games, but on a week in and week out basis, I don't know if he's that guy yet. And he's still very young in his development. He's not even started 2 full seasons yet.
Yeah.
So get your guys.
Yeah, I would agree. He's definitely not Josh Allen, obviously. So I'm looking at the Niners picks. So they have their own first, which is, you know, obviously late first. They have their own second. They have their own third. Then they have a third round compensatory pick, which I believe is going to Washington in the Chase Young deal. They have their own fourth. They have their fourth, a fourth from the Cowboys. So they have 2 in the fourth. They have 2 comp picks in the fifth, a comp pick in the sixth, their own seventh, and a comp pick in the seventh. As of now, the Niners have 10 draft picks. Okay, historically, they've done well in the draft, whether it's offense, defense, a lot of it. I don't know how much Shanahan controls versus Lynch, but if you just look at last year's draft, guys who have contributed instantly, Jake Moody, the kicker, he did miss the extra point. And otherwise, they didn't get a lot of contributions from their rookies. Now, you go 2 years ago, Drake Jackson, it really hasn't panned out. It was their second-round pick. Remember, they lost the one in the Trey Lance deal. Brock Purdy, seventh-round pick, and not a lot of pan out. The 2021 draft, Aaron Banks is the starting guard. He's okay. Trey Sermon kind of hasn't lived up. Lenore is starting, and Hufanga was awesome. And Elijah Mitchell was good. So the 21 draft was good when they had a lot of picks. You go back to 2020, and that was Kinlaw, Ayuk, McKivitz, who's starting on the offensive line, and Juwan Jennings. So last 2 years, not great. The years prior to that, they had some hits. And then, of course, 2019 was Bosa, Debo, the punter, who's very good, Greenlaw. I mean, they just hitting home runs left and right. I think they missed McGlinchey, who they lost. Yeah. Remember, they didn't sign him. Mm-hmm. He went to Denver. So,
well, they've hit home runs late in the draft. You know, the biggest thing to me is they hit home runs late in the draft. Like Brock Purdy, everyone knows, but Kittle, Greenlaw, Hufanga were all taken in the fifth round.
That's I see Kittle, 2017, fifth round pick.
So if you're hitting on those picks, you can afford to, you know, the Trey Lance debacle. But other than that, like they have a loaded roster. And they're going to keep having a load of roster no matter what happens with Brandon Ayuk.
All right, that's all for today. Back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.